Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
So what happens when you ask a narcissist what is their greatest weakness? If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Welcome back, y'all. Did y'all like the new intro? Leave your comments in below. Leave your comments below about the new intro. If you're watching, if you're on a podcast, you probably didn't see it. I got a new intro and whatnot. So y'all, what happens? What do you think would happen if you were to ask a narcissist or a toxic person, whoever you're dealing with, what is their greatest weakness? Like if you're giving them a job interview, this could be a question you ask a potential partner on a first date or when you're out trying to get to know somebody. Ask them, like, what do you think your greatest weakness is? What do you think they're going to say, y'all? Seriously, what do you think a narcissist would say when you ask them what their greatest weakness is? They're not going to tell you a weakness. They're not going to get, very rarely will they give you something that makes them feel weak. Let's just say it like that. Very rarely will they give you something will they give up something to hurt them, because a narcissistic person doesn't want to expose their weaknesses. And you get the super grandiose narcissists that don't think they have any weaknesses. Those narcissistic people can be just as bad right there, because they don't think they have any weaknesses. So if you ask them, it's like, what is your greatest weakness? What do you think they will say? They're going to say something like, first of all, they're probably not going to tell you a weakness. They're going to try to tell you a strength, or they're going to try to tell you something that makes them seem like a good person. Like, my greatest weakness is that I care too much. I work too hard. Like, their greatest weakness that they divulge to you is going to be something that you don't even see as a weakness. It might be a good personality trait or characteristic that makes them seem like they're a better person than what they are. Like, they're just too good of a person. Like, their weakness is also viewed as a strength and whatnot, because they will do that as well. What is your greatest weakness? They're going to take a strength and tell you that is a weakness. They're going to say something like I said, just like, I'm just too nice a person. Like, I donate too much to charity. I help too many homeless people. I assisted, I put out too many fires as a firefighter. Like, I work too hard. It very rarely will it be a real weakness, because a narcissistic person doesn't want to seem weak to you. They're going to say something is a strength, or that, y'all, the super grandiose overt narcissist might just tell you that they don't have any weaknesses. They might just have this super bravado put out, their chest poked out, and just tell you that they don't have any weaknesses at all. Like, I don't have any. Like, what are your weaknesses? I don't have any weaknesses. Like, I'm not saying I'm all strong. I'm a perfect person, but I really don't have any weaknesses. Like, if you notice something about me that's weak, let me know. Cause like, I'll seal it up. I work on myself too much to have weaknesses. Like, imagine talking to somebody like that, y'all. Imagine somebody talking to you like that and divulging to you that they don't have any weaknesses, or that all of their weaknesses, their so-called weaknesses, can be viewed as a strength from someone else. You mean, like I said, it's just like, tell me a time that you failed in life. And I can't think of any. And this is me speaking from personal experience as well. For me, back in the day, going on job interviews and people asking me, tell me about a time that I failed in life. Like, I failed plenty of times, but I felt like in a job interview that if somebody asking me that question, like, I just like, failed at what? I haven't failed at anything. I'm successful all around. Like, I haven't failed yet. If I fail at something, I learn how to master it. I learn how to be better. Like, very rarely will they just divulge to you any type of things, y'all, that is going to make them seem weak or vulnerable. Like, if a narcissist tell, like, just inside the mind of a narcissist, if I tell you my weaknesses, I feel like you can use them against me. Like, I feel like if I tell you something that makes me weak or something that hurts me, like, it's pretty much you asking me what my vulnerabilities are. So I feel like if I tell you something that is a vulnerability of mine, that you can absolutely use that against me. But Lee, why do they think you want to use it against them? Why is that, Lee? Why do they think you want to use those things against them? Because that's what narcissists do. That's what we would do. A lot of us will absolutely use the stuff that you tell us against you. We will use we will weaponize your weaknesses against you. That's why we don't want to tell our weaknesses to people, because we know what we do with other people's weaknesses. We know what we do with other people's weaknesses. We absolutely understand how we take somebody else's weaknesses and weaponize them against them. That's what we do. That's the mindset of a lot of narcissistic people. That's what we do. Like, we take your weaknesses and use them against you. That's literally the mindset. That's literally the grasp. That's literally the cusp of the things that we will do. Like, because we feel like you would take this stuff, like you would use it against us to hurt us. So we have to make it seem like we don't have any weaknesses, or that our weaknesses are also strengths. Like, we're such strong people that our weaknesses are also strengths. Like, I'm too nice. I'm too empathetic. I care way too much about animals. Like, donate too much to, like, I volunteer. If I have to tell you my weakness, I would say that I treated all my exes too good. Like, I was too good to them. Or I volunteered too much at the homeless animal shelter. Or you understand that space, though. Have you ever asked a narcissistic person what you thought they like about their weaknesses? And if you did, how did they respond to you? How would they respond to you? You know, how did you, or how would they respond to you? That's the mindset. That's the dynamic. That's the space that a lot of us fall into, y'all. Like, most, if not all, narcissists don't want to appear weak. There is the occasional narcissist, y'all, that will tell you their vulnerabilities. They will tell you their weaknesses. I'm not, like, that's what I say. I don't speak in absolutes. Though I say a lot, most, quite a few, some. Like, you never hear me say all narcissists. If I said all narcissists, I don't remember saying it. Because I make sure I don't say it, because I wouldn't say all narcissists. You know, or maybe all narcissists lie. Maybe I might have said that. But that's why I don't say it. There is what they call the vulnerable narcissist, y'all, that will share their vulnerabilities with you to get you to trust them. There are some narcissists that would go under the description of being a vulnerable narcissist that will share some of their vulnerabilities with you. They will share select vulnerabilities or weaknesses or traumas with you, in order to get you to trust them a little bit more, in order to get you to feel bad for them a little bit more. And that, y'all, timing is everything with this as well. When they share a weakness or a vulnerability with you, when are they doing this? Like, if you ask them, that's one thing. But when are they sharing these weaknesses with you? When are they sharing these vulnerabilities with you? When are they doing that? You know what I mean? When are they doing these things? Mindset-wise, depth-wise, when are they doing it? Like, when? What's the mindset that goes behind it right there? When are they doing these things? Like, seriously. Because the vulnerable narcissist, y'all, will use these weaknesses and vulnerabilities in a moment of desperation to get you back, to get you to feel sorry for them, or to justify something that they've done to you. I did. You remember I told you in the beginning that my dad had abandoned me? That's why I don't know how to treat women. That's why I cheat on you. I wish I was raised better. I just wish I had a better role model. You know, I told you my mom left my dad for my uncle, for my dad's brother. I wish I knew. You know, timing is everything. Very rarely do you get a narcissist that wants to appear weak. Like, even in those moments right there, they don't even want to appear weak. If you think about it, they don't want to appear weak. They want to appear vulnerable. You know, I said that wrong. They don't want to appear weak. They want to appear like they're just, you know, like they're the victim. It's victim mode. And victims don't necessarily equate to weaknesses. You know what I mean? I know it's my language gets confusing sometimes. I confuse myself sometimes when I'm speaking really fast. But, you know, I talk fast. I know people keep asking me, some people ask me to slow down in the comments. They're like, y'all, this is how I talk. You know, most of the stuff I say is slow and you can discern, it's discernible, is you can hear me while I'm saying. You know, sometimes I get carried away and I get hype and I start talking. You know, that's my vulnerability. That's my, what is your weakness, Lee? Sometimes I talk too fast. You know, I'm not afraid to share my vulnerabilities with y'all because I understand that vulnerability does not equate to weakness. And people, like, if I'm sharing my vulnerabilities with you, I'm sharing them with you because I anticipate the possibility that people will use this against me. People go, oh, Lee, this will happen in your childhood. You remember you said that? Okay, cool. I told you that. You wouldn't know if I didn't tell you. You know, you would not know that this happened to me if I wouldn't have divulged that information to you willingly, you know, willfully. You know, but that's the space that we fall into right there, y'all. That's the space. That's the mindset. That's the dynamic that so many people fall into. They're about to say, like, if you've dealt with a narcissist before and you made it this far, thank you, shout out to you. What do you think a narcissist would tell you if you ask them what their weaknesses are? Or if you've ever asked a narcissist what hurts you, what makes you sad? What makes you cry? What makes you feel vulnerable? What's your weakness? What's your greatest weakness? Not your greatest strength. What is your greatest weakness? What do you think would happen if you asked the narcissistic person in your life that question? Whether it be a parent, a mentor, a brother, a sibling, husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, partner, spouse, whoever it is in your life. You know what I mean? But y'all, thank y'all so much for tuning into another episode. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. I know I'm shooting outside today. If y'all didn't know, I'm a real estate agent in North Carolina. To help people buy and sell houses. That's why I'm at an open house right now. That people just left, and I was like, I got a little break. But anyways, y'all, make sure you like and subscribe if you made it this far, and let me know what you think about the new intro. Brother Hildas is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book. Remember, it's not your fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.